clap offering. Hallelujah. Yes, we praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. How many first time? Any first time here? We want to thank you for coming. We welcome you. Did they get one of those little, Jay, you know, this cup, did they? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're passing out these little things out there in the foyer. Little pads of paper, reminders of things you can jot down and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, God is good, isn't he? You know, Jesus said that what is flesh, what is spirit, and God wants to teach us to influence our flesh by the Spirit of God that's in us. And a lot of times we have problems with that, and so we're going to look at some scriptures here today. I have been ministering on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I'm going to change it a little bit because God told me to change. And so we're going to talk about the Spirit of God. So I'm going to pray right now. We're going to confess some things. See, if you're influenced by the Spirit of God that's in you, you're influencing your flesh, you won't be asking God for things you already have. It's very difficult. That means you're leaning, if you do that, that means you're leaning to your own understanding. He said, acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. So a lot of times we lean to our own understanding how to solve a problem. Understanding is great for a business and the world and so on, banking, whatever it may be. But understanding of the mind is not good for the spirit realm. You must be taught by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the mind of Christ, which is the Word of God. And so we are to teach our flesh by the Holy Spirit that's in us about God, about the gifts, the fruits, the love of God, the financial blessings of God, because your mind is enmity against God and it doesn't know about that. So it must be taught. And so if you can separate yourself and you have a fleshly body and a spiritual body, we are to be taught by the spiritual body, which is the Holy Spirit in us. Being born again, we have become a spirit. Our spirit is born again. And so that's the influencing power, the knowledge and the wisdom that comes from the mind of Christ that's in us that influences our flesh or teaches our flesh. And a lot of times we get born again and there's some things that we don't do that we need to do, and we start taking back what we committed to God. Everybody goes through this. If you don't watch it, the enemy will get you taking back what you gave to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for this morning. We thank you for the people. We thank you for your Shekinah glory that's in this place. Say, repeat after me. Say, Jesus, fill me with your love. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me, writing my name down in heaven, washing me in your blood. Every sin is forgiven and forgotten. I thank you, Jesus, for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Jesus, that you have qualified me to use the name of Jesus against demons, against principalities and powers, against sickness and disease, against poverty. I win. I'm free by the Spirit of God. I thank you, Jesus, that I identify with your virgin birth, the stripes on your back, the shedding of your blood, your death, and your resurrection. Today, by the Spirit of truth, I walk in the resurrection power, and I'm free, spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have to keep reminding ourselves of that. Do you know that? Quickly, your mind forgets. Your mind forgets that you are very important to God as an individual. Quickly, we forget we're sons and daughters of God and we're the body of Christ. Quickly, we forget we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we go into our own reasoning when we come up against problems, whatever that problem may be. Do you know poverty is a spirit? Sickness and disease is a spirit. Oppression, depression is a spirit. And so God wants us to know today that there's something he'll show us in Scripture that we can do. We have to be constantly bringing our flesh back to God. Else the flesh will wander and will reason about how to solve a problem. And you may even get it solved by reasoning a little bit. But you need to teach yourself by the Spirit of God that's in you. Amen? And so the power is in your spirit, where the Holy Spirit is. And God wants you to learn how to overcome your flesh. Overcome demons and principalities and powers. We already have the victory. When you look at Jesus, when he was on the cross, he said, it's finished. He had done everything that needed to be done. And so sometimes we ask for things that's already ours. Healing is ours. Peace is ours. Grace is ours. You see, financial blessings from God is ours. Now, financially blessing from the world, you get financially blessed as you go out there and you work and you put in your time and you invest and so on and so forth and expect a return. But God financially has already blessed you. So it's not wrong to work in the world and get financially blessed that way too. So God wants us, we're going to open the Bibles if you would, Jerry, to Matthew 6. There's nothing better than the Word of God. It keeps me free. It keeps our marriage good. It keeps our finances good. It keeps my body good. It keeps my emotions good. You know, we are emotional people, and sometimes we just walk in all kinds of wasted emotions. It's just, we get emotionally about this, emotionally about that, and so on and so forth. But if we can learn that we're born again, and Jesus said, what is flesh, what is spirit, it already belongs to you. So the Holy Spirit in you is going to teach you what already belongs to you. Amen? Matthew 6:33. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Most of you have seen this 1,000 times probably. And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So guess what? A lot of things are not being added to us. The kingdom of God is flowing in the Spirit. He's the one, the Holy Spirit is the one that releases the things of Christ into our lives. So when you seek the kingdom, that's Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and the teacher becomes the Holy Spirit, how to operate in those laws and operate in the kingdom. Amen? Now, he's going to add to you the promises that are already done. Every promise in Jesus is yes, yes. Is that correct? And so that's what he adds to us. And so we grow into it as we allow the Spirit of God to teach our flesh and take control of our thoughts and everything else. We will grow into those promises. He'll add those promises to you. So if he's promised you money or financial blessing, he'll add that to you. If he's promised you grace, you'll get favor with God. If he's promised you love or forgiveness, he'll add that to you. So he'll add to you those things as you and I grow, and we are teaching our flesh by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. And when the flesh comes in agreement with the Word of God, the renewed mind, not conforming to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you'll know and prove what the perfect will of God is. So we are spiritual people. And he's going to add to us. He's going to add the finished work. It's not something you and I are going to do. He's going to add the finished work. These promises are going to manifest in our lives. His love is going to manifest in our lives. Many people during this season has lost people and so on and so forth. And more people get depressed during the Christmas season. And you ought to be blessed. You ought to be blessed with his love. Whether he was, whether God was born in December or where, that doesn't make no difference, you see. We shouldn't get depressed. We should be celebrating the blessings of God in our lives. Jesus said, if you'll seek the kingdom, you'll enter the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God is in you, and he'll add to you. He'll take from Jesus and give to you. That's talked about in John. The Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and add to you. So a lot of us don't have authority over our flesh right now. A lot of us don't have authority over thoughts in our minds. A lot of people get oppressed and depressed and don't know how. You got to battle it, saints. You got to be taught by the Spirit of God. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help me to overcome my flesh. Help me to overcome depression, oppression. Help me to overcome sickness. Help me to overcome poverty. You see, all those things that the enemy throws at us and tries to get us to walk in it, the Holy Spirit wants to add that to us. He wants to add the finished work of Jesus Christ to us. Amen? And so that's how it works, saints. So as you seek the kingdom, the Spirit of God in you will help you overcome the flesh. You know, everybody in here should be financially blessed. And people will say, oh, no, oh, yes. We ought to be fine. We ought to be getting by. We ought to be able to pay our mortgages. If we got a mortgage, we ought to be able to pay whatever we have to pay. We ought to be able to have food in our house. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus wants to add to you. He don't want to take away. He wants to add to you. My God shall supply my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. How does he strengthen to you? He adds to you. And any time he adds to you, it brings strength to your physical body by the Spirit of God. Amen? So if he adds peace to you, a storm starts coming, and the storm don't bother you because you have the peace of God. Amen? So he wants to add to us, saints. And we need to, if you understand how the kingdom works and how the Holy Spirit operates, and that you are really a spirit, that's where life is. It's in your spirit by the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit wants to teach us because the flesh does not want to obey. It just wants to reason. It wants to figure out things by itself. And we have this wonderful mind of Christ. Amen? So that's number one. If we seek first God's kingdom and righteousness, knowing as we do, he has pledged himself with faithfulness to his covenant. In other words, he's going to be faithful. He's pledged himself. So as I seek the kingdom, I'm now into the Spirit. I'm born again, and he's going to add. God is faithful to add things to you. The devil doesn't want you to think that God adds things to you. So he tries to keep you in emotional things and so on and so forth. And the Spirit of God, which is greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, the Holy Spirit wants to teach you how to be victorious. Amen? Everybody here needs favor in some area, grace, the grace of God. Whether it be for bills or home or whatever it may be, you need grace, you need favor. Well, the Holy Spirit will bring that grace into your life, bring that favor into your life. And teach your flesh how you can receive the favor. Why? It's the finished work of Jesus Christ. It's already been done. See, many times we spend a lot of time praying and asking for things that's already ours. Instead of speaking things that are yours, that belong to you, with that's faith in Jesus Christ, faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit helps you. I don't care. You know, there's people here who have shared with me they got ideas, business ideas. God's going to multiply that stuff. You know why? The Bible says all things are possible to those who believe. In Mark 9:23, all things are possible with God, and all things are possible to those who believe. If I believe I have the Spirit in me, if I believe that God's going to add to me, if I believe I have his grace, and all that's got to be built into your flesh by the Holy Spirit, God will add that to you. Business ideas will multiply. I really believe that 12 is going to be a great year. I'm looking forward to, because I think numbers mean something to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I really believe that 12 is going to be a healing for the governments. I mean, there's a lot of governments need healing. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to share some things with you that God gave me this morning, half an hour before I left the house. And I want to show you something that I'll take from an Old Testament scripture and show you something we're doing. And it's so important to God. So, number two, we'll turn to Exodus. If you would, Jerry, Exodus. We'll go 4 and 5. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain bread from heaven for you, And the people shall go out and gather a certain quota. That's us gathering the bread every day. Jesus is our bread. The Word of God is our bread. We want to gather the Word every day. Spend some time gathering the Word. Amen? Every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in the law or not. And God is testing us, saints. If we are spirit, He's finding out, do I believe that everything belongs to me? Well, I'm not going to believe that if the Holy Spirit don't teach me, if I don't get in the Word of God. If I don't go out and get the bread, if I don't get in the mind of Christ, I'm not going to believe it. I must have my mind renewed by the Word of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm convinced in my mind, you see, God's going to test. God's going to see, yeah, are you going to, the rest of your life, going to read the Word of God? Are you going to get the Word of God in your rest? Are you going to renew your mind? Are you going to be led by your spirit? Are you going to listen to the spiritual things that the Holy Spirit's taken from Jesus and releasing? Are you going to listen to that? Or are you eventually going to work your way back to reasoning? That's what keeps you out of reasoning, is being fed by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Walk in my law or not, in verse 5. And it shall be on the sixth day that they will prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather. You see how God wants to multiply? God wants to add to us. He wants to multiply it. And that's what we started in Matthew 6:33, that He wants to add to it. He wants to multiply. So if you get the Word of God in you, whatever little bit you get in you, He wants to multiply it. That excites the Holy Spirit in us, and He causes us to get healing in our minds and healing in our body, or whatever it may be, or financial. So He wants to multiply. God is a God that multiplies. I want to add to you. If you seek the kingdom, I want to add to you. I want to multiply it in your life, because it's already been done. Amen? Maybe you need to have a multiplying of anointing in your life that breaks healing on you, off in your body. Amen? It belongs to us, saints. Hallelujah. The next place, we want to look at Exodus 30. If you would, Jerry, Exodus 30. Hallelujah. Verse 26. With it, you shall anoint the tabernacle of the meeting and the ark of the testimony, the table and all its utensils and lampstands, its utensils and the altar of incense. What is God saying here? We are to bring our marriage and anoint it. We are to anoint our home. We are to anoint our vehicles. Listen, saints, anointing means it's a type of the Holy Spirit. So you're going to submit yourself to the kingdom. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. But guess what, saints? This is what happens. We sometimes commit our marriage to God. We commit our minds to God. We get born again. We commit ourselves to God. We commit our finances to God. We commit our children to God. We commit our finances to God. And all of a sudden, if we don't get in the Word of God, we start taking it back. The flesh starts edging its way in, and we start to get back into reasoning. So maybe today, you need to recommit some things and anoint some things that you have probably taken back. The anointing now is a type of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we're born again, saints, and we go weeks and months and years, and we all of a sudden, things ain't working. We wonder why. We've taken it away from the anointing. We're into reasoning now. So your body should be committed to God. Your mind should be committed to God. Your marriage should be committed to God. Your children, your finances, it should be committed to God. And let it come under the Holy Spirit, seeking the kingdom. And let the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, teach us how to stay in that anointing. Let the Holy Spirit teach our flesh, you see, that we belong to God. We're blood bought. But many times we remove ourselves. And I've seen people 5 and 6 and 10 years later, they are no longer under the anointing, because reasoning has kicked in and complaining has kicked in. I've been tithing, I've been fasting, I've been praying, I've been going to church, and nothing is happening. Maybe you've removed yourself from what God said you must place under the anointing. Amen? And so I have to recheck myself on a daily basis. And I'm telling you this not to make you copycat me or do what I do, But every day, 7 days a week, I anoint my mind with the oil, which is a type of the Holy Spirit. I anoint my eyes. I anoint my tongue. I anoint my countenance, my wife, in the prayer closet. I anoint the home. I commit it to God. See, I don't want to think I've gotten there, that I know so much that I could now get into reasoning and I remove myself from those things that God's wanting to add to me. Amen? Listen, saints, if you get a hold of this and if you'll practice this, this is not a religious thing, saints. You've got to keep yourself under the anointing. So I anoint myself. I want you to do something. Take your wallets out. If you ladies don't have a wallet, you have a purse, take it out. Hallelujah. If we believe we're two together, there he is. The Shekinah glory is in this place. Is that correct? His presence is here, right? The anointing is here to break the yoke of bondage. Well, we're going to call it upon our wallets, upon our checking accounts, upon our finances. We're going to recommit it to God. And I'm not doing this to get you to tithe, because God don't need your money. But tithing is scriptural. Amen? Hallelujah. So I want you to hold up your wallets or pocketbooks, you ladies. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I anoint this. I anoint my wallet, my checking account, money in the bank, and I expect it to be multiplied back to me in Jesus' name. I shall not remove this from the anointing of your Holy Spirit. I will spend money according to your wisdom in Jesus' name. You see, I have to, if he's going to add to us, he's not going to add if you're into your own reasoning. If you'll seek the kingdom, when you place something under the anointing, make sure it stays there. When he said to Moses, I want you to anoint everything. In other words, I want you to commit everything to me. The anointing is a type of the Holy Spirit. I want you to anoint that, Moses. I want you to anoint everything. So once you are born again, you bring God into your life. You need to check yourself from time to time. Have you removed yourself? Are you into reasoning where one time the promises of God were being added to you, and for some reason you're not going anywhere with your prayers? You're not going anywhere because God wants to add to you. And God says, I want what you were anointed, what you gave to me, you've removed it. Once you commit something to God, you got to make sure, you got to have a maintenance program, and you got to make sure that everything in your life is being taught by the Holy Spirit within you. Amen? You agree with that? Hallelujah. So God says, what you start taking in, I will multiply. What you start taking in, I'll multiply. Whatever that may be. I'll multiply the grace. I'll multiply the peace. I'll multiply the healing. I'll multiply, I'll multiply, I'll multiply. God wants you and I to make sure, when he said to Moses in verse 26, and with it, he was talking about the anointing oil, how to make the anointing oil and so on and so forth. And with it, you'll anoint the tabernacle of the meeting and the ark of the testimony, the tabernacle, all utensils, lampstands, utensils, and altar of the incense, and the altar of the burning with all its utensils and labor and its base. You shall consecrate them that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. Now listen, saints, this is not a religious thing. If you get the Word of God in you, in your mind, listen to me now. If you get the peace of God which is holy in your mind, what you want touching that is the Holy Spirit in you. You want the Holy Spirit teaching that peace, how you can walk in that peace. Holy, 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 holy. The Word of God is holy. The Holy Spirit in you is holy, you see. So you want to be guided by the anointing, guided by the Holy Spirit, and that's what you want touching your mind. If you renew your mind with something and you ain't careful, you'll start taking it back. You'll get into reasoning, you see. That grieves the Spirit. What you want adding to your mind is words of God from the Holy Spirit. I will add to you, Jesus said. Add what? The promises, the blessings of God. You have to examine yourself and find out today. This God said it's very urgent that you check it. I don't know why, but that's what he said. That you check, what have you removed from the anointing? What is touching your mind now? Is it pornography? Is it bitterness? Is it anger? Is it unforgiveness? That's not the Holy Spirit. That's the devil throwing darts in your mind, and you need to hold the shield up. And you need to take the Word of God, which is the Holy Spirit, and let him add to it. Let him touch the Word of God in your mind. Let him add to those scriptures that should be in your mind. I will add to you, Jesus said. I will add to you. And the Holy Spirit's the one that adds to us. You see what I'm saying here? You see what God is teaching here? And so every day, 7 days a week, I've been doing this for years. I commit my mind and my eyes. I commit everything to God. And I say, God, it belongs to you. Help me, Holy Spirit, to make me understand that that everything belongs. I'm blood bought. I'm God's property. So I have a tax in my mind, and I call upon the Holy Spirit. He brings a word of God to my mind, which the holy word that comes into my mind casts out that which is in my mind that doesn't belong in my mind. Light drives out darkness. If you practice these things, saints, I'm telling you, people get born again, they commit things to God, they put it under the anointing, and then they remove it. You remember when Jesus rose from the dead in Mark 16? He met with the apostles, and he rebuked them for a hard heart in unbelief. You know why? They removed themselves from the anointing. They didn't believe he rose from the dead. They didn't believe it no more. 3 days. So it doesn't take long for reason to kick in. It doesn't take long. If it happened to the apostles, it can happen to you and I. It don't take long that you can no longer believe in healing, that you cannot believe in a miracle, that you can't believe in the grace of God. It doesn't take long for your mind to start reasoning, because we're so influenced of so many people who don't believe it, and they'll tell you, God, don't do that. The Holy Spirit wants to touch your mind. So if you got a scripture in your mind, the Holy Spirit is the one that wants to touch that. And when he touches that, it'll bring healing through you, whatever type of healing you need. You may be oppressed. You may be depressed. You may be worried. You may have anxiety. You may have fear. And by the way, excuse me, Mark, I gave him a word and the doctor confirmed it. And Mark has got his boy now in Children's Hospital in Denver. And so we need to keep him in prayer. He's been praying for, I don't know, what is it, 11 to 20? How long has Mark been with us? Huh? 16 years. And him and his wife are going through something. You know, when it's your child. So I had said something to him, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor confirmed it. And so they brought him to Children's Hospital. And see, saints, hospitals and nurses are not our enemy. I don't know if you understand that. The devil's our enemy. Flesh and blood's not our enemy. Don't get mad at the hospital. Don't get mad at the doctor and the nurses. They may be some bad doctors, but there's some bad pastors too. Amen? So God says, seek. Seek the kingdom. What you placed under the anointing, Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to keep it there. Amen? And he wants to multiply the word of God that you eat. If you get the word of God in you daily, he wants to multiply it. In other words, you get one scripture in you, all of a sudden you'll think of another one. Haven't that ever happened to you? It happens to me all the time. Well, that's the increase. That's God adding to you. Let's just say you read a scripture, okay? You're in your prayer closet, and now you've got your eyes closed, and you're kind of praying in tongues, and all of a sudden another scripture comes to you. That's God adding to you. That's holy touching holy. Hallelujah. See, you'll separate yourself. Your flesh should not be telling the Holy Word what to do. Your flesh should not be agreeing with anything of this world. Huh? You agree with that? Well, we got one that agrees, praise God. Would two touch and agree? It happens, right? I'm only kidding. Now, don't get a long face now on me. Hallelujah. One more. Luke 6. I got to find it here. 38, if you're looking for it, Jerry. We'll read 37 and 38, Luke 6, 37 and 38. Put 37 up there, if you would, please. There you go. Hallelujah. This is unholy. Say, listen now. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you'll be forgiven. Listen now. Why did he say that first? We all go to Luke 6:38, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Oh, I'm going to be wealthy, man. You're not going to be if those unholy thoughts are in you. So you want the Holy Spirit to teach you how to not condemn, to teach you how to forgive, to teach you, you see, holy touching holy. So he'll bring a scripture to you, like this one, this Luke, oh, he went to 30. Luke, I'll read it again here, Luke's. 6:37, judge not. He'll bring a scripture to you and tell you, judge not. That's the Holy Spirit adding to you. You're not to judge. We are judging people inside of the body, but we don't judge people outside of the body. And there's many, many people outside, isn't there? Isn't there? There's all kinds of people out there that are in all kinds of activities. We can't do anything about it. Judgment begins at the house of God. So if you hear a message about me and it sounds like I'm judging you, it begins at the house of God. Stop doing. Let him add to you. If your spirit be led by the Spirit, if you're born again. If you've anointed things and committed to God, then let him add to it. Keep that under the anointing. Don't take it back. Don't let reasoning get in. And I tell you, over a period of time, it'll do that. You'll reason yourself right out beneath the anointing. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say in 38, give. And this means a lot of things, saints. I asked David to come up and fill in for Mark, and he's giving. He's given of himself to come down here Friday nights, and hopefully he'll stay here when Mark comes back. But he's giving. He's given to the Lord. His talents, his anointing, which adds to the praise team. Okay? So he's under the anointing now. Okay? Given will be given to you a good measure, pressed down, shaken together. You remember he said when you go out and you get the bread, it'll be multiplied back? Well, now we're in the New Testament. The teachings of Jesus, the red letters. He wants to multiply it back to us. He's going to multiply his life. And he's going to heal Mark's boy. And eventually, you're going to see him and Patty and the boys sitting in this church. Mark has prayed for this for weeks, months, and years. It's very difficult, isn't it? Hallelujah. Given will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure, see, that's the whole thing, saints. How do you measure stuff out? How much forgiveness can you measure out? How much love of God's love, that's why I say fill us with God's love, how much love can you measure out? How much finances can you measure out? How much peace can you measure out? How much grace and favor that God's given you and you want to rub off? How much can you measure out? How much is coming out of you? Well, only what's coming out of you is what Jesus added to you. That's the only thing that can come out of you, is what he added to you, and the Holy Spirit is helping because it's teaching the flesh, and so now it's on the outside. That's called your salvation. And God's working in you, so the outside becomes as the inside. Amen? Hallelujah. So, saints, I'm telling you, if you're judging, condemning, and you shall not be condemned, forgive, and you'll be forgiven. That's what, see, God says, listen, that's God adding to you. If I forgive, then I can expect to be forgiven. See, a lot of people can't get out of yesterday or condemnation because they haven't forgiven. He's saying, I'll add forgiveness to you. By the Holy Spirit that's in you, I'll add that forgiveness to you. Are you listening? I'll add it. But if you don't, I'm not going to add it to you. So many people walk around and just can't get out of guilt and condemnation. You just can't bring yourself to forgive. And this whole thing, you say, I forgive. Then 2 days later, you bring it back up again. That's not forgiveness. If you forgive, you have to renew your mind, and the Holy Spirit touches that word that's in your mind about forgiveness. You say, holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. God wants to add to all of us. How much word do you go out and get? How much manna do you go out and get every day? Or, well, I was too busy today. Well, I couldn't do that today. You know, I used to do that. That means your flesh is kicked back in. You used to do it. You've taken yourself out from underneath the anointing. Everything you own should be anointed. Your automobile, your bed, your pillows, your bedroom, your mind, husbands and wives and children. And then you got by the Holy Spirit to help you, to keep you under what you anointed. Are you listening? I want to add to you. I want to add to you. I want it pressed down, shaken together, and running over. How much do you go out and get daily? And that doesn't mean you got to read the Bible daily. I mean the whole Bible. But whatever you, but you got to go out and get some so he can multiply to it. Does that make sense? Jesus said, I'm the manna. How much of Jesus do we get daily? Well, I've read that 5 times. Well, evidently you ain't caught on. That's why he's getting you to read it 5 more times. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes we'll start talking about the teachings of Jesus. I've heard that. But is it, did he add it to you? Did he multiply it in you? And is the Holy Spirit keeping it safe in you? Holy, 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 you know? And he wants to add to it? You think about this week. You think about, you thought of a scripture. Let's say you're in your prayer closet. You thought of a scripture, and you only thought of one. Then all of a sudden you start praying in the Spirit, and another one comes to you. Now you'll know that's God adding to you. Just don't sit there and say, oh, where'd that come from? Well, it didn't come from the devil. Have you ever thought of that? I don't remember. Where'd that come from? That's the Holy Spirit adding to you. But when he adds, it's supposed to come into the anointing, you see, and be protected by the anointing. What have you committed to God? Is your mind committed to God? Is your brain committed to God? Is your excuse me. Is your emotions committed to God? That soulish area that whines and complains. Is that committed to God? If it ain't, put it under the anointing. Well, blessed Jesus. Given will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. You know why it runs over? So you can give it to someone else. If you got $1 million today, how much would you give away? I mean, $1 million to you and I is a lot of money. To me, that's running over. Because when I look at what I need, it wouldn't take very much to clean me up. But $1 million? Ooh, wouldn't it be fun to be able to go out and just to have a big old 18-wheeler back here 2 days before Christmas full of turkeys? I mean, plumb full. Don't just give them a turkey. Give them some cranberry sauce, a little mashy potatoes, carrots. Have a box there. Well, you know how much that would cost an 18-wheeler? They'd line up all the way down the block down there, man. Even if they had two turkeys home, they'd come get another one. It's free. Running over. Don't you want it running over? Well, let them add to you. That's how it works. You know, it's funny. I often told a story. When I go out and buy a jacket, I give two away. I was coming down the foyer a couple of weeks ago. I forget his name. Lisa, your boy. And he saw me with a different coat on. He said, "Did you give two away?" I didn't even think he was listening. That's what he said to me. I took a fit of laughing. In the bathroom, I was just laughing, man. But I said yes. You know why? It's running over. How many coats do you have in your closet? How many suits do you have? There was a missionary overseas. When he died, he had one suit. It's not wrong to have 5 or 10. I'm just saying, if it's running over, bless somebody with a coat. Bless somebody with a suit. Now, we don't want to give our underwear away, man, so you just want. We don't want that used stuff. But if it's pressed down, saints, if it's running over, you see, we ought to bless people. How much money do you have in your checking account? Don't raise your hands, none of my business. Have you looked at it and said, "Oh, I'm a blessed person"? Well, you ought to give some away. That you can, you don't have to go very far to find somebody that needs something. But if it ain't running over, he added to you, you can't give it. It's not running over. And you know why it's not running over? It ain't because of God. It's because you and I don't know how to work with God. You and I don't know how to be taught by the Holy Spirit. You and I don't know how to become doers of the Word of God. And then doers, and James says, not of the word only, but doers of the work. Do you know that? It says doers of the work. What work? The finished work of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, wouldn't you like to have it running over? See, I don't want people looking for Santa Claus. I want them looking for Jesus. And if we Christians got it running over, they'll be looking for, who gave me that? God. Jesus just blessed you. Not the guy in the white suit, the red suit, whatever color it is. Not him. Jesus. So if we got it running over, we can draw attention to Jesus. He loves you. Here's a coat. He loves you. Here's 100. He loves you. Hallelujah. Amen? This is a very... Everybody here ought to be buying a CD. Going home and say, I didn't quite understand. Well, I talk funny. I'm from New Hampshire. I can imagine all those guys up there running for president, listening to those people in Maine and New Hampshire talking. They're going, eh? Eh? Running over. Running over will be put into your bosom. For the same measure, see, he's just dumped it on us. With the same measure as you do it, if you give out just a little bit of forgiveness, and I can't forgive him all the way, but I can get... However you measure it out, it'll be measured back to you. However you measure it out, saints. We got people come to church here, the minute the sermon's over, man, they got roller skates, they head for the door. What is wrong with people? I got to get out of here. You know what it is? You're getting convicted. That's what it is. You don't like the feeling you're getting. It's the Holy Ghost trying to convict you. Well, I don't want to talk to her. Don't talk to her. Talk to him. Everybody's got a little hang up here. However you measure it out. Amen? Well, praise God. And by the way, we're going to have a church on Christmas Day. We're not putting God on vacation. Christmas Day is on a Sunday, right? New Year's, we're having a golden, a New Year's morning, which is a Sunday too. We're going to have a golden anointing oil service, and we're going to pray for everybody's finances. Now, if you're not here, don't come a week later and say, can I get prayed for? No, it'll be here during the anointing. More people write to me, can I come by? And I wasn't there. I was on vacation. Well, did you enjoy your vacation? Yeah. Well, you're not going to enjoy God. Because I only do things as I'm anointed to do it. Well, I can't be here. Well, wait till next year. Hallelujah. See, I'm very bold. Ain't I? Amen. Huh? Hallelujah. Well, what are you doing back there, Ryan? I didn't see you. Did you just sneak in or what? Why was you late? You just got out of bed? I got my eye on you. And it's a good eye, too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, wouldn't you like to be sitting in a church and a pastor say, hey, where you been? Did you come in late? See, we got to be free here. We don't want to go through this little ceremony, man, but we have a nice day. Did you tithe? Let's love Jesus right now. Put that on. I don't even know what I want on there. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He's going to play Holy Spirit, and we're going to worship a little bit with our eyes closed. And while you got your eyes closed, see if God adds something to you. See if he gives you a scripture. See if he tells you something. And don't sit there and say, is that you, Jesus? If it's the word, it's him. Is that the devil in my dumb head? No, it's Jesus. Kind of close your eyes and worship. Hallelujah. there's some people that someone has cheated you in some areas, and God's going to multiply it back. In some realms, it's called stealing. In Washington, D.C., I don't remember. I don't know. I don't remember what happened, $2 billion. I don't know where it went. You know, God's going to return it. If the thief is caught, he's going to return it. And he's caught. Because God don't steal off you, the devil does. Amen? Hallelujah. So if there's anybody in here that's had some financial, something's gone wrong, God's going to return it. All it takes is you letting God add that to you. You believing it. All things are possible if you believe it. In Mark 9:23, hallelujah. What is your first name again, young man back here? George. What nationality are you? India. Do you know Jerry? Are you from around here or are you another state? You're from New Hampshire? I'm New Hampshire. You're from Colorado? Colorado Springs? Really? Where you been all my life? There's something stagnant in your life that's stopping an understanding in your life about something. How long you been at Karis? First year? There's something stagnant in your life. It's not, you're not getting an understanding about something. God says, my son and my daughter, this day I shall arise in you by the power of my Holy Spirit, and I will add understanding to you. Your mind will be changed, and you won't even know what's happening, because thoughts from me, saith the Lord, will be coming into your mind like a rapid machine gun, and you will be obedient to that which comes into your mind, and you'll bring glory to me. Sit not idly by, but expect to receive by faith that which I'm saying to you, my son, because it will happen if you'll give yourself over, no longer stagnant. Understanding will come to you, my daughter. Understanding will come to the both of you, and as both of you agree with understanding, it shall multiply in your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? There's somebody who's got tightness in your muscles that isn't from lifting weights or exercising. There's something about, I don't know, there's some tightness in your muscles up around your upper and your arms and so on and so forth. And I don't know what's causing that. Maybe it's something to do with your blood or something. Or something to do with the enemy's trying to put something on you. But it's got to do with muscles. And God is healing that right now. God is healing that right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If anybody had any tightness in your arms or something, you feel like they're like weight or like heavy, raise your hands right now. If anybody's having that, don't raise it. If anybody's having that, look at that, look at that. Hallelujah. You're going to feel it. Keep them up now, keep them up now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. A sovereign move of the Holy Spirit bringing healing to their muscles right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All through their arms, all through their back, all through their legs, we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. No longer heaviness. No longer heaviness, because that which was in the muscle is removed by you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing in these arms and legs and bodies right now in the blessed name of Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, if it starts again, you say, no, Jesus took that. Let the Holy Spirit add to you. Okay? It's already been done. I'm just being obedient up here. It's already been done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. There was a door closed on you a long time ago. You in the blue shirt. What's your name again, Kathy? He's always saying happy trails to me. What's your name? Jim? Gio. There was a door closed on you some time ago. I don't know what happened, but there was something went wrong. And there was a door closed on you. And God said it was wrongly closed. And God is going to give you grace and reopen that door for you. God's going to give you grace and open that door for you. God says, expect it, Jill. Expect it, because what you believe and have faith in me, God said, I'll add to your life. And I want to bring that back and add it to your life. He did it with me and my wife. Something was taken from us, and the government had to pay us $40,000. I had no lawyer except the Holy Ghost. And they had to pay us $40,000, and they paid it. So God is bigger than Washington. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. $40,000. I can't write songs. Some of you ought to write songs about $40,000. We ought to write songs about some money things and sing it every Sunday or Sunday or Friday or whatever. How many here write songs? Nobody? Well, you ought to think about that. You write songs too, guy? You play instruments? What do you play? Keyboard. Do you sing too? Sometimes? He's a part-time worker, God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to have a talk. You plan on staying at Creative Faith for a while, or are you just visiting? We're here to stay. Did you hear that? They're here to stay? We've heard that before, you know. So what we're going to do is we're going to get some handcuffs and lock the door. Hallelujah. We're looking for people who do praise and worship. Do you sing too, dear? No, I'm talking to her. He's shaking his head. No, I'm talking to her. Huh? Oh, you're answering for her? Oh, you know she can't sing. Huh? That's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, we've got to make sure we write that down. He said he plays, and he said he sings, and he said he's staying. And look at the witnesses we got. Heavenly host. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your name again, dear? Veronica. There's something bothering you. There's something bothering you within yourself. And God's going to help you out of it. God's going to bring a freedom to you. You're going to even feel like you can breathe better after today. When you get out of bed in the morning, it's really going to be manifested in your life. You're going to be able to breathe better. God's going to release something or take something out of your life that's really a heaviness to you, and you haven't been able to get rid of it. But guess what? All things are possible with God. And because he's given me a word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to remove that heaviness or that from your life, and it's going to free you. It's even going to help your breathing. It's going to help your breathing, dear. It's going to help your heart work better and everything else. There's a heaviness, and God's taking it away in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen. Do you play an instrument? Yes. Well, what is this? 1 minute we had nothing, now we got... Do you plan on staying here a while? Oh, is it too big of a decision to make right now? It don't bother me either way, but if you stay, you're staying. You'll get on my 10 most wanted. That doesn't mean I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. I'll let you think on that, guy. Okay? What do you play? Really? What does your wife play? You going to answer for her? She can't do nothing? Or what? Your hands? Oh, she just claps. Hey, that's good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We got some tambourines around here. Wouldn't you be like to be a part of a ministry that God is going to bless and multiply and add to? Amen? Hallelujah. Now, what I'd like to do now, it's going to be all right. What's your name again? No, yeah, you, yeah. Carolyn. I may have to ask it five times. If you keep on coming, I'll remember it. But if you don't keep on coming, I don't work at remembering nothing. Okay? Carolyn, it's going to be all right. That's the word God wants me to give to you. It's going to be all right. It's going to work out. It's going to be all right. We don't have to get into it. We don't have to explain it, but it's going to be all right. Are you in agreement with me? Amen. You bet. The both of you, it's going to be all right. God's going to work it out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can take that to the bank. God's bank. Don't put it in American bank because the devil may try to steal it. Hallelujah. What I'm going to do... Did you hear that? That means time to eat? I just like to hear some things now. I don't know, you know. If you've removed yourself from anointing, I don't want you to say a word to me. You see, Paul said, I long to see you. I may impart some gift into your life. But if you've removed yourself under some anointing, that now you're thinking about it and saying, I wonder why that's not working. I want you to come up here by faith. Say nothing to me. But when you get up here, you tell God, to you, just between you and God. Now, I don't mean yell it out. You tell God what you feel like it's not working in your life and you feel like you've removed yourself from anointing in that area because your reasoning has kicked in, okay? And let's just see if God is going to restore you under that protection, that anointing, where the promises will start working and he'll start adding to you, okay? Multiplying, press down, shake it together, running over. So if anybody here has, you feel like that, come up here now and I'm going to anoint you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. I just want you to come up here, close your eyes, raise your hands. I'm going to give you a minute. Quietly, you think in your mind. God can hear your thoughts. God's all-knowing. Say, God's all-knowing. Yeah, push down just a little bit, folks, if you let him in here. Yeah, there you go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you in the back row... Well, we'll get you here in a minute. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. If there's anything, anything, we'll come right up here, David. Come over here. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want you to think of if there's anything. I mentioned so many things. I mentioned the soulish area, the emotions. I mentioned marriage, minds, children, and finances, and so on and so forth. You decide between you and God. If you've removed yourself, I believe that God's going to restore you today. That's the reason why you're up here, okay? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if you need any healing in your physical body, God will do it today. I don't care. God will do it. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch David right now, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you're a faithful God. And you're going to add to David, Lord. And you're going to cause that which is removed to place him back under the anointing, Lord. Whether it be his ears, whether it be his physical body, whatever it may be, Lord. That this anointing, Lord, he'll be placing himself back under by your power and by your grace, Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit adding to him as he seeks the kingdom, Lord. And he's seeking it by faith as he's standing here before you in your presence, Lord Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you in the blessed and holy name of Jesus. The presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just stand here for a minute. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, place it back under the anointing, Lord, as I touch your Lord.
the anointing, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I anoint him, Lord. Add to him, Lord. Add to him, Lord Jesus. Add to him, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Add to him, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Add to him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for adding to Jay, Lord. Adding to Jay, Lord. Multiplying, Lord, in Jesus' name. Right now, Lord, I touch her right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Pray. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Add to him, Lord. Add to him right now, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Add to him right now. Add to her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Did they come up after?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, just add to her, Lord. Add to her as I touch her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Add to her, Lord, in Jesus' name. As I touch her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. How much oil's up there? There's another bottle up there? Yeah, there is. No, there's another one up there, isn't there? You two stand next to each other and go down and start down there and anoint the people down there. At that end, down there. Go down. You two, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Right now, and oh, in Jesus' name, add to her, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, the blessings of Jesus upon her. The blessings of Jesus upon her. Thank you, Lord. The blessing. Oh, hallelujah. The blessings of Jesus. The blessings of Jesus. The blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The blessings of Jesus. The blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The blessings of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, praise you. Hallelujah. Come up here. A little closer to you like this. There you go. Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. Add to, Lord, oh, the blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. blessings of Jesus. The blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessings of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. I touch him right now, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, drawing him into that cloud of glory, Lord. From faith to faith, from glory to glory, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, God bless you, Michael. The blessings of Jesus. Add healing to his body, Lord Jesus. Add healing to his body, Lord Jesus. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Lord. Add healing to his body. It's your body. It's blood bought, Lord. It belongs to you, Lord. We ask you to take care of it, to be a good steward over it, Lord, as he gives it over to you, Lord. Every muscle, every nerve being touched by your anointing, Lord, by your power, by your love, by your resurrection power. Every muscle, every nerve right now in the mighty name of Jesus. By faith, Lord, I call those things that are not as though they are. I call those nerves being connected, Lord. I cause all that stuff over those nerves to come off now, so there'll be a sensitivity to his legs, and the nerves will no longer be coated and locked in. We give you praise. I call it all to decrease right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Decrease right now. Add to his life your healing love, Lord Jesus. Add to his physical body your healing love, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch you right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus, Lord, that you'll add to her courage, Lord. Oh, and boldness, Lord, an anointing that comes from the Spirit of God within her, Lord. Awaken her to a new life, Lord, a new light, a new revelation, a new wisdom, a new understanding, Lord. Even in her sleep, Lord, as she lays her head on the pillow, Lord, as she dreams, let her dream of the supernatural. Let her dream of the power of God that's in her. And we give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch him right now, Lord, and I anoint him, Lord, and I thank you. You're adding to him right now, Lord. Oh, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, adding to him right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see it as a draw. It's a narrow type thing, and it seems to be in some kind of a safe type thing, and it's being pulled out, and there's money in it. There's something financially coming into your life. And God says, right now, there's all sparkly things over your head. It's like those tinsel things you put on Christmas trees, only they're shorter, and they're much more bright and sparkly, and it's over your head. God says there's a blessing of the anointing that's going to carry you through some areas that you need God's strength in your body. You need God's strength in your hips and back. And God says, my son, This is what's over your head. It'll stay there. It'll stay there for 7 days. It'll stay there for 7 days. That God said he's not withdrawing anything from you, but after it stays there for 7 days, it's going to enter and be a part of your spiritual walk. It's going to be a part of your spiritual walk. We give you praise and honor and glory right now, Lord, as you're adding to him right now in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, the impartation, Lord, the impartation, Lord, in Jesus' holy name, the impartation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm going to add to her right now in the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. to her emotions, add to her mind, Lord, add to her spirit. Your presence, Lord. Oh, Lord, let her just soak today in your presence, Lord. Going to bed this evening, Lord, in your presence. Getting up in your presence, Lord. Oh, let her know that to you, Father God, she's something special, Lord. To you, she's special, Lord. Let her take your presence, Lord, and let it go deeper into you, Jesus, as it adds to her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The presence, Lord. The presence, Lord. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Take it to her and pray over her. It doesn't make a difference what's bothering her. Take it to her. You just got the. You're okay. Just adding to you. Okay. Take it to her and and deposit it. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. He's adding to me right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm wearing glasses. I can't see nothing. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, just add to her, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. I feel like I've been in 15 hot showers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just love you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your message, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to us, Lord. And we are special to you, Lord. We are your body, sons and daughters, kings and priests. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We're going to commit our eyes and our tongue and our marriages. We're going to keep it under the anointing, Lord. Because we know how special that is and how faithful you are to that wonderful Holy Spirit in us, Lord, and upon everything we commit to you, Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you again today, Lord. We can't thank you enough, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. And everybody said, shake someone's hand, say something nice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.